Yeah, so I love that you said that because one of the things that I really preach to my learning organization is be a business leader first
Yes.
with a specialty in L&D.
Yes.
You know, and you
Yes.
have to fully immerse yourself in the business,
Yes.
how they measure their success, what they
Yes.
need to achieve, how they look at both quality and how they look at efficiency,
Yeah.
because that's where then you bring your L&D expertise to help solve those problems.
Yes.
And you know, you're never solving them by yourself.
No.
There's always other
No.
pieces of the equation that you have to bring into
Yeah.
it. And so if you can show up and intelligently contribute to the business discussion at hand,
Right.
there's going to be more appetite for people to listen to the solution that you want to bring to the table. And so that leads me to another question I had from earlier this morning. You know, you asked us actually, how much of this whole data science thing, this AI data analytics thing, is math? And
Yeah.
analytics.
Yeah.
And so the right answer is about 20%. And to your point, you don't have to have those skills yourself. You don't even necessarily have to have them on your team.
Right.
You have to have access to them.
Right.
Most businesses today do have access to those types of resources. But the other 80% is stuff that is already, you know, stuff that we do every day
In our wheelhouse,
in
yeah.
our wheelhouse, and it starts with knowing what questions to ask
Right.
and identifying what actually needs to be solved.
Right.
You know, we know a lot of times that, you know, people try and throw training as the solution to everything, and we've learned and we know, but it maybe isn't always training. Maybe
Right.
it's something else that is not working well in the environment. But so that brings me back to the questions.